Paul, Tyler Myers says he's good to go tonight. Is he in?
We'll see. Looks good out there, though.
It depends a bit on whether he's in, but do you have a few different combinations in mind to use for the defenseman? Would Nico be still an option?
No, I think if Tyler felt he was able to play, Sammy probably wouldn't be in the lineup tonight. And yeah, we have pairings.
Some say the hardest game to win is obviously the fourth game of a series. How do you approach it any differently than any other game you
play? You've got your game that you've been pounding in for the entire season, so there's nothing there. You try to anticipate what you think things change with teams. So there, whether it's desperation or focus or a singular mindset, when you get to an elimination game, you can expect their best, right? There won't be a huge aberration in what they're trying to do. Their systems will still be intact and their style is still going to be there. But teams, and it's true of any game in the regular season, as the clock winds down, they'll try to get a little more aggressive in areas and maybe their risk profile changes a little bit. But the basics of the game won't change.
You lost Mason in practice today. Yep. Do we expect a transaction today?
I don't know the answer to that yet. So he has to be looked at. And if he's good and right to back up, clearly he will be there. And if not, we'll have to bring somebody in.
Is there something, like you're losing Morrissey, we know that for sure.
Upper and lower body.
if you can get Myers back in, is there a bit of an intangible there for the group to say, hey, you know what, we've got a guy back? Is there something in having a guy coming back in?
It's always when a new guy comes in, whether he's played for you or not, you feel a little better about your game, especially if you come off a win. So we've come off a win without him. We think we know we're out of Morrissey, and that's a hole, but Tyler's a real good player here. And sure, every you know, put a veteran guy back into your lineup, it always makes the room feel good.
Paul, do you have any info on what happened with Mason? Was it a shot or something else?
No, it was just movement across the crease.
Possibly related to the previous?
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, possibly? No. And just on the Myers front, I mean, that looked, when it happened, like it could be a very serious injury. How does a guy go from that to possibly in the lineup?
When you don't know what it is, the spectrum is huge. Right, until you find out what it is, and then once you're comfortable that you're in good shape, you're back on the ice the next day.
How important was sending him home to get some treatment there?
So talk about injuries, but you're talking about a guy that missed a year, basically, with an injury. We wanted to make sure it wasn't that. And this was the only place for us to get comfortable in doing that. And once we passed through that gate, he was back on the ice.
Paul,
we make too big a deal of Riley's shifting to the left side.
Of whom? Right, so it's absolutely no problem if the guy going over there is comfortable doing it. There's a real advantage of playing your offside if you like it. Charlie Huddy spent a career doing it, right? So if you're comfortable doing it, if you're not, it's a real problem, right? So yes, righty-lefty are great, except if you've got a right-handed shot playing the right side who wants to play the left because he feels he's way better over there, you know, then it doesn't matter. You need to get him over to the best side. But it's all player comfort. Dmitry Kulikov went over to the right, and we liked his play as much, maybe better. You know, when he got to his offside, you can do things. There's challenges at the offensive line. Other than that, there's some real advantages in terms of, especially against aggressive forechecking teams, being able to turn the net on your forehand.
You've had guys play on both sides often. What's the determining factor? Is it experience, or how will you decide?
Comfort. I mean, roles and comfort, right? We wouldn't take a guy that never plays against the other team's best and ask him to do that just because he shoots a certain hand. But if we've got only guys that want to play left and right, can't play left and right, we've got some forwards that prefer to play their offside, and we've got some guys that absolutely don't want to do it. So it's all comfort.
Pro or Enstrom been back on the ice yet?
Toby skated today.
Today? Okay. Is there any temptation to put Tanev back with Lowry and Kopp, given how well they played earlier
sure.
in the series?
But to give you an honest answer, I'm going to have to tell you something about other players and why I'm not doing it, that I'm not real comfortable. It's not a big secret. But, like, again, certain players are more comfortable on certain sides of the ice.